Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio in Sitka, Alaska, where it's 31 degrees under overcast, not overcast skies, sunny skies. And joining me in the studio is Municipal Clerk Colleen Ingman and also Sarah Peterson, Deputy Clerk. Sarah, is that your title?
That's right.
With the City and Borough of Sitka. They're here to talk to us about how they're reaching out through social media and an increasing online presence to try to get the community involved in local governance. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let's start by talking about Speak Out Sitka, which is the city's new online initiative to gather citizen input. Colleen, why don't you speak a bit about that? That's available on the city's webpage, right?
Correct, yes. If you go to the cityofsitka.com, on the right-hand side bottom panel, you'll see Assembly, and then it'll say Speak Up Sitka. And it's just a new link, and that's where we've located it for now, and we perhaps will relocate it somewhere else in the future, but that's where it is. It's a new website that's dedicated to community idea sharing, capturing input, and hopefully creating a collaborative environment between the citizens and the government.
Well, how will Sitkins be able to engage with this part of the website? Will there be forums posted by the assembly, and will there be ways for people just to comment on general issues?
It's really going to be up to the municipality and the elected officials as to what they want to post on there as far as forums go and discussions. But the members of the community will be able to go in there and register. It's a simple registration, doesn't require a lot. And they can submit any ideas that they might have that they think would be good for Sitka.
Well, you know, there are so many conversations that travel around the community every week about issues pertaining to governance. And so you're trying to sort of capture those and bring them to the Assembly's attention?
Exactly. I think we're trying to reach a broader audience. And we thought with Speak Up Sitka that it would be another tool, another avenue to do that.
So now it should be said that this this is the first time any community in Alaska is using this tool. Can you talk a bit about that, Colleen?
That's correct. And that's to my knowledge, I don't know that anybody else has the Speak Up Sitka portal that we have recently subscribed to. Other communities do have Granicus, and that's kind of the mother of all the software programs that we've been engaging in lately. We started out with the agenda building electronically, and then we've just moved on to digitize the whole process. And this is just one of those things that came available that we thought, wow, you know, that might be great for Sitka, because the people and citizens of Sitka really do like to speak up and share their ideas, and this will make them be more involved.
So this is a part of the city and borough going paper-free.
Exactly.
And doing more things online. So other communities in the United States do use this particular tool, however, and how successful has it been? Have you heard stories?
Yes, I have. We did that research before we decided to even try the portal. And everyone at the cities that I did talk to said, oh, yes, it's really, really popular. People really love it. And they said the elected officials love it as well. So I'm hoping that that's the results that we get here in Sitka.
How are assembly members feeling about this? Have you heard feedback?
Yeah, we have. They're kind of curious at this point, really, to see how successful it's going to be and what type of comments and whatnot that we're going to get. But I'm trying to make a point so that they realize it's a tool for them to generate information and engage in discussions, or we can do surveys as well and get those results back and, you know, fairly quickly, as long as we advertise and get it out there that, you know, we have this on Speak Up Sitka right now. If you have an opinion on the matter, get online and let us know what that is.
And Sarah, this is part of an expanding online presence and social media presence that the City and Borough of Sitka is engaging in. Facebook, there's a new Facebook page. It started up just about a month ago, right?
There is a new Facebook page. We're pretty excited about that. And yes, it did start. We started it up about a month ago. And earlier this week, we had about 450 likes. So we're hoping, I would love to see that doubled in a month. So.
Oh, so you're putting a challenge out to
I
the community?
I am putting a challenge out there to the community. So you can access the Facebook page off of the city website. There's a link on the bottom right-hand side. Or you can just go to Facebook and type in the search section, City and Borough of Sitka, and like us.
What kind of posts will people find up there right now?
Let's see. Last week we put a post about A&B Harbor being completed on time and under budget, and a picture of the harbor. Mm-hmm. I also put a post of the new vehicles that we got from the Juneau Police Department for traffic monitoring in the downtown and harbor areas. So just fun little tidbits like that, just to let folks know what's going on within the city and keep them informed on the project status of things that are happening.
Now, is this the same sort of philosophical direction that the city is going in to sort of increase demographic or expand the demographic and engage more people?
Yeah, I feel, you know, especially with Speak Up Sitka and Facebook, and it's just a different avenue to reach different demographics. And so we're excited about that.
All right, so you heard it here. 450 likes for the Sitting Borough of Sitka Facebook page, and the city, or at least Sarah Peterson, is challenging Sitkins to double that.
Yes, I am.
Well, you know, if you let yourself really fantasize about, you know, where this expanded online and social media presence can take the city, you know, what would you love to see? Let your imagination run wild. What do you see in terms of people utilizing Facebook, utilizing Speak Out Sitka? What kind of a community do you think this could help create?
I think they're just additional venues that are out there that will allow more conversation. It's not intended to replace the one-on-one, and the assembly and elected officials and city staff still want to hear from the public. This is just an additional venue that will capture probably other areas in Sitka that may not have been able to participate as freely before.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, we live in such a great community, and I feel, you know, this is just another avenue to get folks more involved and make it even better.
Just another vehicle for participatory government. Mm-hmm. Well, we are getting close to being out of time. Any parting thoughts?
Well, this has been a long road, actually getting there, going digitized and going paperless and having different venues available to the citizens. And we believe we're headed in the right direction. The next thing that we're going to attempt to engage in is electronic voting. So we're not there yet, but we're taking baby steps, and it's taken a lot longer. So we're just really hoping that the public and the elected officials as well will fully engage in this and use this opportunity.
And Sarah?
I'm excited about where we're headed. I think it's going to be great.
You're going to get off the microphone and go check the Facebook page?
I am.
Well, thank you both so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Municipal Clerk Colleen Ingman and Sarah Peterson, Deputy Clerk for the City and Borough of Sitka, about their expanded online social media presence. Speak Out Sitka is an online forum available on the city's website, which is cityofsitka.com. And there is also a Facebook page, which you can link to on the website as well. Sarah Peterson says there are about 450 likes, and she'd like to see Sitkins double that within the week. Yep, I just upped the timeline there. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.